Opening day at the Speedway, always a time of excitement. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast, and we're heading down pit lane with Jock Lazier. And Jock, we know you're excited about being back.
Well, yeah, that'd be crazy not to be excited to be back. This is, obviously opening day. It's been a long time since I've run on opening day, but we're going to go out and shake the car down a little bit for Phil, our Sogiba, the rookie that we're going to run. And, it's great to be here. The excitement you can already see for an opening day is just incredible. The Speedway is the history, everything involved with this place is just absolutely incredible.
Well, I'm a 51-year-old hockey player. My son plays for the Indiana Junior Ice, and I see the ice is on the side of this car, and you know a little bit about playing hockey.
Yeah, I do. Actually, that was my first love. I grew up playing hockey, and I was able to, when I was really passionate about it, I was able to watch the United States beat Russia, obviously, in the 1980 Olympics, and that was probably one of the most incredible things I've ever witnessed in my life. Love playing hockey, love the association we have with the Indianapolis or the Indiana Ice, and they're, everybody will give them good luck because they're in the championship game this year, so everything's going well.
What kind of carryover is there? Obviously, there many times people say our race drivers athletes. We believe they are, but what's the carryover there?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've played hockey, I've played soccer, I've played lacrosse, and played football growing up. And I can tell you without a doubt that racing is the most physically and mentally demanding sport out there. I don't know any other sport where you run for 4 hours and 4 hours straight. I think probably one of the greatest athletes of all time is Michael Jordan. He did really, really well when he went 20 for 40, shot 50%. I can tell you right now, and this is something I know for a fact, that if I only make 50% of these corners out here, it's going to be a real short day and a real painful day. So, without a doubt, race car drivers are athletes. Obviously, we're a little bit different. We don't do the explosion-type sports, but what we do is more of an endurance, like a track runner or, a long-distance runner or something like that.
Jock, you have been in an interesting situation. We'd like to see you all the time on the series, but you've been able to pick and choose your rides and get them. How do you maintain sharp in that situation?
Well, obviously I do a lot of other stuff besides that and obviously right. Always training. The best thing for me realistically is I do a lot of shifter carts as well out in California. That's a good way, but the best thing to do is to get out here to the Speedway, get in the car, run around a little bit. We did a test at Kentucky for Honda, for Panos, and also for the IRL. That obviously helped quite a bit. I feel like, with what I've learned with some of the teams in the past, that without a doubt we're ready for the month of May, and we just got to put all of our get everything in a row, keep our plan together, because obviously you can chase other cars, you can chase the track, and unfortunately if you do that, you're probably going to chase yourself right into a wall, so we got to keep with our game plan. It's worked the last 2 years. We have not, unfortunately, had the result due to incidences or whatever the case is. That's not my doing. And if we can get a little bit lucky this year and stay away from all that, I think we'll have a real strong month of May.
Oh, it's important to remind people you've won in this series.
Yeah, I have won in this series. I've won. I've finished second. I've finished third. I got just about every single position that you can imagine that I've done before. So I do know how to win, and I miss it, and I'm ready to go back and show everybody that I can do it again.